Hello and welcome back to Backyard Catch. This is Nick Roby. We are still here coming to you from ACC Kickoff in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Hilton Uptown. It has been a fun full 3 days of talk, and we still have another day to talk about. We've had another five teams come in through the ranks up at the podium, through the breakout rooms, through Radio Row. It's been a blast. It's been so much fun. I've just loved this experience and just getting to meet people and getting to meet players and learn about more of their personalities and just kind of get to see like kind of what makes them tick a little bit, what the offseason has kind of been like for each of them. Some of the big talk over here too has been the college football game. They have a whole little station set up where players have been getting it. Media's been playing it. We've been getting to ask everybody about their rating, and the consensus is the overalls have been okay, maybe a little bit better. Everyone wants their speed to be better, which everyone feeling like EA could have done them a little bit better with speed. Everyone thinks they're faster than they are. So that's been pretty fun to learn about. So we've had five more teams come through. We're going to start off with the Miami Hurricanes. Miami is coming into year three with Mario Cristobal. They were 7-6 last year. 31.5 points per game and 22.8 points per game given up on defense. They returned the 13th in the country on offense and production, only 73rd in defense. They're obviously getting the transfer quarterback in Cam Ward from Washington State. He threw for almost 67%, 3,700 yards, 33 total touchdowns. Dude's a baller. Would not be surprised. I'm not saying who I'm picking for player of the year yet, but I would not be surprised if he ends up being the consensus ACC preseason player of the year from the media. People are voting throughout the time here, and we will find out in the coming days what the selection would be, but I would not be surprised. I liked what I heard from him. He just has a cool demeanor, really seems pretty down to earth, and really seems like his head is pretty focused. This Miami team is really interesting. Coming into it, you know, we've had hype before from Miami, and, you know, they maybe haven't always delivered. They've had talent, but the question is whether or not it could translate. You know, the book on Mario Cristobal is, and he's a great recruiter, but what will it look like for it to translate on the field? You know, they were 7-6 last year, but now they're getting into this really coveted transfer quarterback who could have gone pro and decided to come across the country to South Beach, you know, to play for Miami. So that's going to be very interesting to look at. And wanting to look at their schedule as I'm pulling it up, Miami, this is one of the bigger games on opening weekend as they play at Florida. 3:30 game in the Swamp. That one's going to be brutally hot. It's a big game because the winner of it feels great, and both these teams have, you know, a lot of, you know, as expectations or a lot of talk in the offseason. The loser is going to be really tough. But say Miami wins that one, you know, they're probably going to be 4-0 heading to Virginia Tech, like hosting them. That's tough. Then they go to Cal, an off week. Then they go at Louisville, host Florida State, Duke, at Georgia Tech, and then Wake, and then Syracuse. So they have been one of the teams that some people are picking to win the conference, or at least be, you know, in the championship game. Remember, there are no divisions. So we've had the expanded teams, you know, SMU, California, and Stanford. So only the top two based on record will make it to Charlotte. Some people are picking Miami. I think that there are points to be made that you could see them there. However, I just still have some hesitations. With Miami, there's just been so much talk about it throughout the years. And, you know, when will Miami be back? When will they, you know, kind of cross that line? And it could be this year. It really could be. I mean, I've liked what I've seen so far from Cam Ward. However, you know, it's hard to say with some of the transfers. Like, it's hard to say what that will kind of look like coming into it. And if it can all come together. Time will tell. It's we'll find out. I mean, they were fifth in the past 2 years in transfers. You know, they had the fourth a recruiting class of 2024, and they've been averaging fifth in the transfer. So the talent is there. It's just whether or not it can all come together. And I think Mario Cristobal is a good coach. It's hard not to think about a couple of the, you know, like the Georgia Tech not kneeling and a couple of these different things that could mean a big difference between winning and losing. So the Florida game is massive for them, because if they win that, I think they can roll. If they lose that game, not saying that they're going to have this like terrible season, but it's just, you really want to build momentum early in the season. And so that one is critical for them going forward. So, but we have five teams that we want to talk about. Next team up is Louisville and Jeff Brohm. I don't know if you remember this. All the talk was Florida State going undefeated, you know, thinking they were going to go to the college football playoff, getting left out because Jordan Travis gets hurt. Louisville made the conference championship game last year. The first year without divisions, the Louisville Cardinal are the ones who make it. Year one under Jeff Brohm. They're now under near year two. They get the transfer Tyler Shook, who originally started at Oregon. Last year was at Texas Tech. He's had some injuries, which has been tough for him. It's his seventh year. It's crazy. We're finally getting close to the end of this COVID thing with the COVID years. That's probably going to be the best. It's hard to keep up with all these numbers. You know, he got hurt. He threw for 46 yards, seven touchdowns. We had an interesting interview with The Roar with Quincy Riley. Enjoyed that conversation with him. He seems for a good breakout year. It's tough to tell with this Louisville team because defensively, you know, they were 35th in the country last year. Offensively, only 44th. They're 100th in the country in returning production on offense. They're 9th in returning on defense. The defense is pretty well packed. They have 8 starting transfers on offense. It's just hard to know what this is going to look like, you know? And they've got road games at Notre Dame, UVA, BC, Clemson, Stanford, Kentucky. You know, that's tough for them. So time will tell. As I'm trying to pull up their schedule. You know, so they really need to pull it well. And really, with the trick with, like we're talking about Cam Ward, there's so many of these quarterbacks that are transfers. You know, how much can they really get ingrained into the relationships with their wide receivers? How much do they ingrain with their offensive linemen? You know, with the running game going and being dual, you know, two-dimensional. Jeff Brohm and his brother have been great with quarterbacks. It's just how quickly will that happen? I've seen this team as high as like 4th in some predictions. I don't quite know if I'm quite as high on them, but defensively they should be pretty strong. My questions for them are just offensively what this looks like. I maybe a little bit high, like higher middle, maybe like a 6th, 7th, that type of way. I'm still working on my, you know, prediction order, but I think how quickly this offense has come together with all these moving pieces, I think we will know soon what this looks like. Third team that came up were the Boston College Eagles, who were 7-6 last year. Bill O'Brien, the former NFL coach, college football coach, he's in his first year, 3rd overall. He's coming over to be the new head coach. And so people thought, you know, he might be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. He decides then to become the head coach of Boston College, which this team is very intriguing to me. They're very intriguing because Thomas Castellanos, you know, has a really strong breakout year last year, led the team in rushing, 1,100 yards, threw 15 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. I would imagine that some of that's going to cut down. You know, he kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit, trying to let the best players play. You know, this will be a very interesting team, and I think maybe a little bit of an underrated team. Maybe not people aren't talking about it as much. You know, they lost close hosting Florida State last year. They get them. It's game one for Florida State. I think I have hesitations with Florida State because there's some question marks about them, and so many teams are circling them this year as having won, and also just all the stuff that's happened in the offseason. And I know Boston College is ready to prove a point. So I would say it's not the easiest of schedules. They've got some tough ones, but they could make some noise. You know, they go at Missouri. That would be a big game as well. They host Michigan State. They go to Virginia Tech on the road. They avoid Miami, NC State, Clemson. They go to SMU. But there is a row where they could start to build some momentum for sure. Both Pick 6 and Phil Steele have them about the 12th range. I might be a little higher than that. Of course, it just really just depends how they go. But after Florida State, they don't have another ACC game until October 5th. And then it goes from there. They have a bye in between Virginia and Virginia Tech. And another bye in the middle there. They don't have to go to California. So it's just how quickly can this offense with Bill O'Brien and company, with some of their new transfers that are in, how quickly will that turn around? They have a lot of returning production on offense. Defense, you know, 55th. They were in the 80s, both offensively and defensively, but that was also a different staff. I could see that improving. So they're just another interesting team and a team to watch out for. Maybe people aren't talking about as much. The fourth team to take the podium were the Duke Blue Devils. Duke is also in with a new head coach, Manny Diaz, who used to be at Miami when they hired Cristobal. He then became the DC at Penn State. So we've had two former Penn State defensive coordinators, Brent Pry now at Virginia Tech, Manny Diaz at Duke, who are now head coaches within the league. You know, they bring in over some new pieces as well. The thing with Duke is, yeah, there's just, they lost a lot, and it'll be interesting to see how that kind of go over. They're both, you know, 60s and 70s ranked in returning production. They get quarterback Malik Murphy, who went to Texas. He was behind two great quarterbacks in that room, so it kind of made sense that he wanted to transfer. It seemed to fit really well with Duke. I think the question will be, like, again, like, it's just a lot of new pieces, a lot of new things to move around and just kind of see what happens. They don't have the easiest of schedules. They have a stretch middle October through November of, and then even at Georgia Tech before, they have Florida State, SMU, at Miami, at NC State, by Virginia Tech. I can see this team making some progress going forward. I just think that there's a little bit too much for this year to expect, like, a crazy amount of you know, higher expectations. They won 8 games last year, but they also lost a good bit, and it's just really tough with a new coaching staff and just all these transfers to exactly all the way pinpoint what they're going to be. I can see them continuing to build. I think Manny Diaz can show that he is, you know, can handle himself as a head coach. We're still trying to figure it out. I wouldn't say he was doing, like, terrible at Miami. They just wanted to make a change and wanted to make a new splash, and knowing that Mario Cristobal is there. So it's another opportunity. It's another opportunity for him, and it's another team to keep our eye on. And then finally, our last team that took the stage today was Wake Forest. Wake Forest, we came off of a disappointing 3-9 year. Wake Forest has had this tradition of, you know, in the past, especially before the transfer portal, they would, you know, get some recruiting, build them up, and they've been great at development and developing players into the next level to be able to then make a run, you know, say year 3 and year 4 for a player's career. And that's what it's kind of been. So the interesting thing for Wake Forest is, what will this kind of look like going forward? I mean, player development, you know, they've been, you know, 20th in pick 6 previews and just players developing. Defensively, they got to get better. And offensively, especially, they have to get better. They brought in transfer Hank Bachmeyer. He was a longtime starter at Boise State. He went to Louisiana Tech last year, 67%, 2,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. So they bring in a seasoned quarterback. You know, they have some returning talent, and I know those guys want to make the best of it in this last year that some of them have. Their schedule also is not the easiest. You know, they get Virginia September 7th. They host Ole Miss. I don't know if everybody realized that. The Ole Miss goes to Winston-Salem. I mean, that's a big opportunity there. Ole Miss has been a big circle of year because of all the transfers that they've had. That's a big one. They go at NC State in a stretch, then host Clemson, at UConn, and then at Stanford. So that's a lot of back and forth. They have Miami and Duke as well in the schedule. I see this can being like an improvement from last year. I just don't know quite. I think for them, like, if they make a bowl game, that feels an improvement, and I could see that. It's hard to know like if it'll be like more than that. So we'll see. But interesting for sure. So there you have it. Those are all 5 teams that we've gotten today. Thursday is our last day, where we will have, as I'm pulling up, we will have NC State, Syracuse, Clemson, and North Carolina. Should be a really fun one. Guys, I've had so much fun. thank you so much for supporting the show. It's been an honor and a privilege to be here. I'm so excited for one final full day. Remember to like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on YouTube. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And stay tuned for that Thursday reaction show coming soon.